Society for Shamanic Practice presents A Tupai Journey, Conflict Resolution in Sacred Space with Anna Laramendi. Please be sure to read and understand the description of this audio before beginning the journey by visiting the audio section of shamanicpractice.org.
So to begin this journey, I invite you to first be very, very comfortable. Close your eyes. You may have a person in mind who you'll be meeting on this journey, or you can also approach this journey being open to whoever the spirits bring forth, who is someone with which you need to resolve some unfinished business or some discomfort. So beginning by taking a slow, deep breath, filling your chest and belly, and then a slow exhale, releasing any tension from your body. Another slow, deep inhale, slow release, exhale. Beginning by imagining yourself in a place in nature, in a beautiful forest, deep in the earth, in the lower world. This may be a forest that looks like a forest you've been in before, or it may be a forest that is beautiful and fills your imagination of all the things you love of being in a forested area. And imagining yourself fully in this beautiful, beautiful forest. And taking a moment and observing and sensing and feeling the atmosphere of this forest around you. Notice the types of trees that surround you and the temperature of the air that is very comfortable. And notice it is a beautiful sunny day and how the sun flows through the leaves and creates dappled shadows around you. Taking a deep breath in and smelling the rich smells of this forest and how pleasing and sweet they are to you. And as you're in this forest, you'll notice that you're standing on a path that runs through this forest. And I invite you at this time to invite your helping spirits, your power animals, or teachers that will accompany you in this particular journey, noticing who shows up, and that you, with your helping spirits, are in this beautiful, beautiful, sacred space that is safe and sweet and supports you in this journey of healing. And noticing on which side your power animals or teachers are on, feeling their strong presence and their support of you. And beginning to walk down this path in the forest on this beautiful sunny day, observing the things of this place so that you remember them and you can return to them again for other journeys in the future. And as you're walking down this beautiful path, you'll notice ahead what appears to be a clearing, a place that's very bright. And as you walk with your spirit helpers beside you up to this clearing, you'll notice that you have entered a large, circular, grassy clearing in the middle of this forest. And the sunshine is shining down beautifully upon this beautiful circular clearing of soft grass. And in the center of this clearing are two chairs. Chairs for a meeting place for your tupai. And as you step into this beautiful glade, you'll notice opposite of you in the forest is a path that comes in from the other side. And as you gaze in that direction, through the woods, steps through a person with which you're going to be doing Tupai. And noticing who that person is. Observing them as they observe you. And the two of you begin to walk forward towards the center of this circle, towards the chairs, and feeling the support and presence of your spirit helpers, your power animals, your teachers that are beside you. And as you approach, you'll notice that there is a gift that materializes in your hands, a gift that is an offering that you will be making to this person, and that they too are holding in their hands a gift that they will be offering you. These gifts are sort of peace offerings to one another, that with good intentions, both of you will be speaking your truth from a heartfelt, compassionate and respectful place as you exchange what it is you each need to say. And you approach closer and closer to the center of this circle. And as you get close to each other, as close as feels safe and comfortable for you, you offer this person your gift and observe them opening this gift or receiving this gift and noticing what the gift is. Perhaps it is something symbolic, something meaningful to them or meaningful to your history with them. Observe them as they receive this gift. And notice how they accept your gift and give thanks to you for the gift that you have offered. And now they pass to you the gift that they have brought for you. And observe this gift or open it and see what is inside. Also noticing what this gift is. If it is something symbolic or meaningful or has some aspect of your relationship mirrored in it. And give your thanks to this person for their gift or their peace offering to you. And now each of you will go and sit down in the two chairs facing each other. And those chairs are as close to or as far apart as feels safe and comfortable for you. And feel the support of your helping spirits on either side of you or backing you. And know that they are there to help you feel safe and protected. And to help you source from your highest place of goodness and compassion. And there are things that you have needed to say to this person, perhaps for a very, very long time. Things that have left you unsettled or ill at ease or unhappy or hurt. And now take some time to express in a compassionate and respectful way to this person what it is that you are so needing to say. And take some time now to articulate those thoughts and feelings. completed articulating those thoughts and feelings, this person is going to respond to you explaining what they have experienced in relation to what you have said. And so now taking time to listen to them speaking to you from their higher self, not the difficult personality that perhaps you've engaged in the past, but this is their higher self speaking to you respectfully as they respond to your words. Now taking time to listen to them. Person has responded to your initial statement, and they too have things that they are troubled with that they wish to express to you in a compassionate and respectful way. And so now giving space for that person to speak their truth to you, perhaps things they have misunderstood or things that have been confusing or difficult for them. And patiently sitting in your chair, give yourself space to listen to what this person is needing to say to you, and taking some time and listening with an open mind. And as this person finishes expressing what they need to express to you, now is your opportunity to respond to what they observed or what they experienced. And again, speaking to them respectfully, share your response, your thoughts, your feelings on what they have shared. Thank you. responded. If there is some question that you've needed to ask this person, something you're confused about, something you need clarity about, this is your time to ask that question of this person. So taking time to ask a question of something that you need help and an answer for. Ask your question. For this person to respond to you about what you have asked, listening with your heart and mind open. Having heard what they have to say, now this person has a question of you, something that they don't understand or were confused about, that they need to ask. And holding space as they ask you something they need to know, listening to their question. touching your tupai with this person, giving thanks that they came to meet you, and them giving thanks to you for making the effort to come and greet them and exchange these words. You each get up and give your thanks and bring closure by shaking hands or hugging or nodding, whichever way feels most comfortable and respectful for both of you. And you step away from the chairs, each of you giving each other a final nod of recognition, and each of you turning, walking back to the paths from which each of you came. And you leave the glade of grass on that bright sunny day and step into the beautiful woods with your helping spirits beside you, supporting you. And you walk through the woods reflecting on the beautiful forest, on the exchange you've just had, and the understanding you have gained in this situation, and asking the spirits to support continued healing and resolution in this situation, that this person with you have met in non-ordinary reality receives this exchange spiritually in some way or form. That you turn it over to the spirits, that messages are exchanged and heard in ordinary reality as they may be for their highest good of all. And thanking your helping spirits who have supported you. And when you're ready, returning to ordinary reality, leaving the beautiful woods and coming back to the space where you are, back into your body, back into the here and now. Again, giving thanks to support and love of your helping spirits. You've completed your journey of Tupai.